Early on a recent Saturday morning, there was a line of cars at the gate before Beltsville State Park opened. People get there early to get a good spot at the sandy beach and picnic area in the 3,000-acre park. Volunteers get there early, too.
Free trash bags help keep the park clean so they don't close it down.
That's Jan Arner. He and fellow volunteer Eileen Hofacker of Kunkeltown were there reminding visitors to pick up after themselves.
People have been laying their trash all over our beautiful state park. And it's not only here at the beach area, but it's at the other trails like Chrisman Trail and Preacher's Camp, where they've been laying their trash all over and drinking alcohol and playing loud music and just not following the park rules.
Park manager Alma Holmes says a few violations are typical, but the pandemic has brought more people this summer.
Normal capacity issues with the alcohol and the loud music. It's just we have a lot more people coming out to the parks because of COVID.
But for some, like Jan Arner, who lives in Palmerton, the coronavirus outbreak is more reason for concern, even operating at 75% capacity.
How do we allow all these people to come in here from New York and New Jersey, not self-quarantining? How is that allowed?
A Beltsville State Park Concerned Citizens Facebook group was formed this summer with over 4,000 members.
Well, I have a Save the Lake sign, too.
Nate Hunsicker is one of them.
When I talk to people, they're like, They drove 2.5, 3 hours to come here. This is like an excursion for them. It's like going on vacation.
Local State Representative Doyle Heffley shares those concerns.
The issue of large crowds at Beltsville State Park is something that's been around for many years. This year, it's a lot worse because in a lot of areas of the state and a lot of communities, the public swimming pools aren't open. So folks that live in urban areas have nowhere to go to swim at all. So we have a lot more people traveling to the state park.
Heffley wrote to DCNR asking Beltsville to be restricted to Pennsylvania residents only.
Also, on top of that, DCNR has not been able to hire and get a full complement of park rangers or maintenance for the park. And that's really becoming an issue and also a safety concern.
The state did respond, adding additional dumpsters, signage, and DCNR staff. Police are also present on holidays and weekends, since it was reported people were parking illegally after the parking lot reached capacity. Nate Hunsicker's seen that issue firsthand.
If you show up too late, you're not allowed in. But if you just spent 2 hours driving to get here, you're not just going to go, okay, I'll go home. You're going to try to go in all the little coves and outlets that we have, a lot of the feeder streams, or, you know, other access points on the lake.
Concerned locals like Arner and Nate Hunsicker's brother Dave hope that visitors will hear their message, and not just this summer.
This park has been part of everybody's lives that live around here locally, and to see it diminish year after year after year, this isn't something new. This has been going on since I was in high school, you know, 20 some years ago, and it just keeps going to hell.
People are going to come to enjoy the lake. I understand that, and it's great. I travel for vacation just as they're traveling for vacation. So the biggest thing is be courteous, pick up behind yourself, don't leave trash around, keep it beautiful for everyone to enjoy.
The maximum capacity at the beach and picnic area is 8,400 people, which some say is too high. The park began a capacity study last year, but COVID-19 has delayed that. Officials expect to have the study completed this fall. In Lehighton, I'm Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.
Yeah.